looks like 40 degrees up here in McGarry this morning. 10-6 NTM. Good morning. Moving down. So good I can tune up right here a little better then. Oh well, I don't have any problem with noise here. I hear a little bleed over, but I could get rid of it real easy with the VC tune. I'll let you hear it. Oh, the guy quit talking. Bobby Larry and them. So wait till I hear it again, I'll let you hear it. And then I'll start doing the tune. See that guy that likes to go by with it keyed up, spinning the dial? There you go. Now I'll use the VC tune. So I quit talking again. See that? Twisted that right out of there. Or not. I think my coffee's done anyway. I'm going to run to the kitchen and get the other half a cup. Hey, today you get to go down a morning thunder, huh? Well, I hate to think that about John or Jerry. Larry. Yeah, I learned that. Well, Terry, he usually isn't up here at 5:30, but he's got the gravelly voice, and they're about 2 hours apart. McMinnville is east of and slightly north from Winston, Oregon. But he's pretty easy to get accustomed to. Listen, I listened to him for 7, 8, could have been 9 months without keying up. And I still have trouble with the weatherman. They call him Larry and Ken. Ken just moved into a new radio room and just built a stick-built house. He's in a wheelchair, and his room has a slight little bit of echo, but as he keeps putting stuff in that room, that's going away. That's how I used to be able to decipher the difference between the two of them. So don't feel bad. It's been, what, almost 2 years now, and I still got to get two of them mixed up. All right, I better go get that coffee. The pot doesn't shut off when the coffee's done. It just sits there and burns the canister. Linda's up already, huh? Ronnie wasn't open to no suggestions about bracing up the bottom of that one lid. I can't believe how heavy that composition is. I'm always surprised. I mean, I've lugged whole packs up ladders and set them on the roof several times. I know it's heavy, but you can only imagine when you do a whole roof with, you know, 20 or 30 packs. Darn. I don't think that's your ticket. But you should make sure something else isn't going on there first, just slide that cover completely forward so it's not inundating it, and try letting it run. Maybe something's going on with that regulator for the propane. That would be the other deal. I'm not sure how that gas likes to settle on the bottom of some place, or it rises up all the time. Most people that put those type of detectors put them up on the ceiling or up toward the ceiling, so I'm going to guess that that gas rises like most gases. Okay, good. Thanks for that. Yeah, and it's inside the cabinet, the bigger part of the unit. The sniffer's probably right out there in the open. Well, there you have it. Grab yourself four little 2x4 blocks and put them underneath the four corners and see if that makes the difference. I do several tests before I put a damn fan in there. Although it doesn't matter much if you put a fan, the generator's going to be running and it ain't going to care about some brushless fan motor. All you gotta do is look right in at your muffler hole or your exhaust hole. There's gonna be one or two bolts. And you just take those out, no big deal, and take that little flange off. It's got about a 1-inch little nipple I've seen on yours that directs it out, and make a flange plate. Copy that other one exactly. It doesn't get that hot. 3/8 steel. It's too thick. A 1/4 inch would probably be just right. That's what mines are. Believe it or not, but you can go online and buy that nipple. I'll bet you they make it for the 9500. If you go look at the company that makes them for Hondas, I think you get like $25 for it. And that allows you to slide 1.5 inch flex tubing on it and just run it out the side and do away with that whole exhaust blowing in your protective cover. I know you're going to fight this, but it's okay that you have the... It's okay that you already have the louvers on there. That don't hurt anything. Well, now that I know which direction the gas goes to, yeah, of course it will. I got two of these fans that I got from the CDF department over there on the other side of the hill. Of the valley, I mean, you know, up about 5,000 feet. They had a nice scrap yard that we went and hauled off. I took the end up there. And they said, you can have anything you want out here. And, of course, we brought home quite a bit of stuff. And two of the things I got are the aluminum louvers. They look almost exactly like the ones that you bought yesterday, except for they're hinged. And the fan's on the other side, 110 volts. And when it turns on the fan, it blows the louvers open. That's pretty sweet, eh? So it's working the right direction. It's as big as your white things are. I got two of them. They're just sitting out in the shed. I don't think that's going to work for you, but moving the air is the name of the game. I understand your whole fan thing. You got that little blower, too. After you try the open unit running with nothing around it, just to make sure that is what you're up against, if it runs continuous with that housing slid open, then I'd try just lifting it up. It's easy enough to make four legs for that thing. Last thing I'd do is put a fan in there, though. It's not that it's a big deal to do that, but these are pretty old. But as soon as I got home, I wired them up, and they both work just fine. I figured I'd put them in the shop up high, but I can't bring myself to cut any holes in the shop. Bad enough, I had to do one little teeter trick there to get the coax in from the south corner. But anyway, yeah, I know better than to screw with it. I have that nice swamp cooler. I'd love to put in the back wall, but man, it's just so hard on me to cut a hole anywhere in that beautiful building. The one big beautiful bill. Yeah, the money they saved by having variable pitch probably cost so much that they never recouped the savings from it. Yeah, the maintenance alone. Yeah, you want to keep that stuff greased. Yeah, I was pointing out last night on those couples that do a little podcast on RVing and how they go about it and the tricks of the trade and all that. They sell a big calendar-looking thing every time you go to a national park all over the United States. I guess there's 73 of them or something like that. When they go in the park, they stamp about just like a passport, a national, I wanted to say federal, but it's just national. All those federal parks have a rubber stamp, so they can put that in your travel log. It's a neat looking passport looking book, and they give you a sticker, I'm sure for a nominal fee, that goes on that calendar looking thing. They're real pretty color pictures, probably about 2.5 inches, you know, by 2.5 inches, and you peel off the sticky part, and you fill in all those spots like a stamp collection, and look pretty nice hanging in the RV. But you're back to what you're talking about there, Jay. You know, you're gonna look at it once or twice, and you might share it with somebody else. Otherwise, it's just another thing in your ensemble of forget-me-nots. But I had to build a evacuation for gases. A lot of places blew themselves up because they were stupid about sparks. And so I would run the evacuation tube over to a 30-gallon drum that I put water in the bottom for about 8 inches. And then, of course, I sucked off the top of that 30-gallon deal. And I used a car distributor. I only used 6 of the 8 spark plugs because it didn't matter. There wasn't no firing order. But I had my buddy weld in some deals so I could screw spark plugs all the way around. Oh, you know, 3 or 4 inches above the water level. So that if, as the gases came, bubbled through the water, down and through the water and bubbled up, it would create the sparks all the way around. It'd be little pops instead of one big explosion. And then, of course, I ran that out the roof. And I would squirt other things in there because, you know, they were getting pretty smart about locating people that were emitting those kind of fumes due to their illegality. You know what I'm getting at. Yeah. I would occasionally squirt starting fluid or whatever into there just to throw off the chromatology. They could fly over with a helicopter or airplane and see where everybody was emitting them fumes and know right where to go to bust you. They weren't catching me and never did. The other favorite place to do for them guys that went and did much smaller accumulations, I'll call them, they would just run a tube right down the toilet. So it was on the other side of that water trap. And, well, heck, it would have been to eventually end up in the sewer system and coming out several miles. There's no way they were going to trace it back to your house. It had been done before they figured all that out. Does not work if you have a septic tank. All right, I think the phone's booted. I can go see if what the picture looks like. Oh, take your time. We'll be here for a while. Another hour and a half for you or something. I don't think I'm going to end up down on that end of the world this morning. I can't think of any other reason to go down there to make it worthwhile. Yeah, especially since I just filled up the tank. We didn't go to church this week. Can't remember. I thought we did end up down. Oh, I ended up down there with you yesterday. That's what it was. That was it. I still got a full tank. I filled it right up to the top of the neck, and we went down and back, and it was still on full. I could only see the full line, a very small piece of it. Yeah, I'd really like to have one of them. Not too big, maybe 10 inches wide, and about bed level. I'd like to have one of them diesel tanks that run all the way across to the back of the truck, so when we go from state to state, I never get caught with my pants down, and we could take advantage of the better fuel prices before we come back into California. Well, if you're going down Skyway, right about where all the overhead power lines are, if you look over to your right, there's one sitting in the field behind a guy's fence. It's red, primer red. It's been there for a couple of years. Looks brand new. And it is one of the skinnier model. It would solve some other hassles for me because I fill the tractor up either out siphon it out of the Peterbilt or I bring back a 5 gallon discuss about how big the tank is on the tractor. It's a little less, though, 4.5 or something. I always end up with a little bit left over. But anyway, if I had the tank in the back of the truck with the hose, I could just fill up the tractor easily. I will end up with one of them set up. Another thing I'll probably invest in right away when I sell that Peterbilt. Precisely, but we're getting ready to go around the world, so... It'll be quite handy for us, especially in the wintertime when you're looking for a little extra weight, even though you're pulling a trailer. It's a little extra weight in a windy storm and rain, and you end up on the dirt somehow, it'll come in handy. Well, I want the hose and the pump on the outside, and I could just open the deal and fill it up that way instead of running and tapping into your tank and all that stuff. I would use the hose more often for the tractor, which you know I'll be using until the day I die. Someday when we're eating breakfast, though, if I don't remember, I'd like to hear some of the things that you've heard about which one of these people are going along with the fiasco there. I've noticed it for months anyway, and it's only a couple of them, but I know we won't mention any names or instances, but something to yak it up about over breakfast. Oh, and it does so many other things. Yeah, what a crying shame. I bought that big recorder unit and the drive in it and all that stuff, and didn't feel like messing with the Synology. But yeah, I already ran 200 feet of 170 or whatever feet of Ethernet out to the garage, so it'd be easy for me to put one of them cameras right at the peak of the garage so I could see everything that way. I got a tower I can put one of those up on that I could look 360 with it. But right now my main thing, and I have a 200-foot piece of cable, I could run 40 feet up the Twin Towers out in the front yard so that I can look both ways up and down the street and put the camera on the inside of the yard off the tree pointing to the east, so it's not so noticeable from the road, but I could still be able to look up and down the road to see the license plates of what's going back and forth for its normal position. But that camera it has face recognition. It'll ignore dogs. Otherwise, it'll move itself around due to movement. So, yeah, I have the cable too. And I have the little box that boosts the power so that you can guarantee the movement voltage you need. Yep. So, I'll have to get you to come over and configure all that stuff, whether it's, you know, you talked me into doing the network thing, so I got Ethernet connections right here at the shack and over it by the TV. Yeah. I could easily plug cameras in all over the place, next door and everything, because I got Ethernet running over there, so she has TV. Yep, I'm ready. Another add-on to the to-do list. Right, not much anyway. Yeah, once he gets a roll going, it looks like it's been getting harder and harder for him in the morning. But once he gets a roll going, he likes to keep going. Yeah, we're in the same ballpark for that. I hate running out of time, especially when it's good. You know, it's like the last six pages of a book. You're hardly even able to stay with the story, but you know, you're fatigued from reading, but you want to get to the end. That's how our work habits are. Yeah, I like having the unction to keep going, but it's not always beneficial. You're not doing your best work. Once you realize that, it's better to wait. Especially, me and Lori talk about it all the time. If you're having trouble figuring something like out, like a mathematical or as end of the year, you know, finance stuff, you can get to the point where you know you're just wasting your time because you're not at your full potential. And you wake up the next morning and boom, the answers are there already for you just because you've gotten past the fatigue point. Okie dokie, N6NTM. I don't see nothing on my phone or the deal, so I'll look at them pictures when you do it. All right, say hi to the fellas. N6NTM, and enjoy your morning.